This is WKAR Online. Training to respond to acts of violence is a basic function of emergency personnel across the country. On Wednesday, dozens of first responders from the Lansing region gathered at Michigan State University to test their skills in a mass casualty drill. WKAR's Kevin Lavery watched the drill unfold.
First off, let's stress it again. The events Wednesday at Michigan State University were part of a simulation, not an actual emergency. That's the key information you have to know before you listen to the rest of the story. MSU officials had announced the exercise days ago, but did not reveal its exact location to make the event as realistic as possible. Minutes after it began, MSU Police Public Information Officer Sergeant Florine McLaughlin Taylor held a briefing to inform the media.
We received a call shortly before 9 o'clock this morning indicating that there was a shooting at Conrad Hall. We've also indicated or received information that there's no longer a threat, that the shooter has been shot.
Taylor's briefing revealed fewer of the details, and that was intentional. The drill had been in the planning stages since January, and protocol demanded that not even MSU spokespeople knew precisely what the scenario would be until the moment it happened. Outside Conrad Hall, campus police were soon joined by emergency crews from Lansing, East Lansing, and Meridian Township. About two dozen students clad in bright orange jackets were calmly evacuated from the building. Admittedly, following the action in detail was a challenge, as reporters were not permitted beyond a safety perimeter. But by 9:50, as a driving rain started pounding the streets, police and firefighters could be seen coming and going through the main doors of the building. Medics brought victims, simulated victims, of course, out on stretchers. Some were treated for minor injuries out of the back of a police SUV. By 10 o'clock, it was time for another press briefing. There was more to tell. The duty fell to MSU spokesman Kent Casella, who reported four people were dead and four were injured. Remember, this was a simulation. There were no actual casualties. An actor playing the part of a reporter asked Casella about the accuracy of the numbers. It was another twist added to the drill to convey a basic fact, that the early moments of every crisis are often filled with contradiction and confusion. But Casella was unwavered.
I know numbers are always tough, and this is a rapidly unfolding situation. So please, if you've got some numbers out there you're hearing somewhere else, we will make sure that we're confirming the numbers with the police that are inside the scene. So check your numbers against those numbers.
Casella also relayed that MSU had issued the all clear. The threat had been eliminated. Now the action shifted to a nearby building that had been established for the drill as a makeshift hospital. There, police, fire, and medical crews triaged the victims. The simulation began winding down around 11:30. Police led a debrief in a room full of first responders. Those who had volunteered to portray victims were there, too. Natisha Adams had been outfitted with a large fake wound on her left arm. She recalled watching the mock gunman enter the auditorium where the simulation played out.
It was very loud, very surprising, caught off guard. Even though we knew it was an exercise, it was still the reality of hearing the gunshots and then trying to get out as fast as possible and then watching what the response was.
Barbara Hamilton works for the Lansing Emergency Management Office. As one of the controllers of the event, she noted there were some problems with physical communication.
It needs better radios and communication, getting everybody to talk to each other. And that's where it kind of broke down. But each entity unto themselves worked very well. They know what they're supposed to do. It's just getting the communication on this is coming in, this is what you got to do, where this is supposed to go.
MSU officials acknowledged the drill needed some fine-tuning, though they believed it went well overall. Again, MSU Police Sergeant Florine McLaughlin Taylor.
No one wants to have to deal with a situation of this nature, and I think that's one of the reasons why we practice and we prepare so that if something of this nature does happen, that we're able to handle the situation appropriately and respond rapidly.
For WKAR Public Media, I'm Kevin Lavery.